Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. It's 8 minutes after 8 a.m. And the phone number is 715-845-2155. Please be a part of it because today is Open Phone Friday. Yesterday I had the wonderful opportunity to meet a gentleman that came up. He was a retired veteran from the U.S. Air Force. He was funny because he played the old part. Guess how old I am. Come on, guess. Well, to be honest with you, I thought he was late 60s, maybe into his 70s, but not by much, if at all. So I threw the number 68 or so out there. 82 years old.
So you're not getting a job guessing people's weight or ages at the carnival?
No, I would not be good. But that guy definitely should find the one that's doing it, because he can walk away with a giant teddy bear in a heartbeat. But he was a great guy. He was the most fun person that I talked to at the fair, because there were dozens of people that came up and said they enjoyed the show and really just stood with their mouth agape at watching me eat fair food, which apparently is entertaining in many, many languages in foreign countries.
Is that going to be a grandstand show next year?
You know, it could be. I wouldn't mind going for that. But he was a wonderful person to talk to, because with every compliment came the other side. And, you know, a couple comments and constructive criticism. Let's call it that, constructive criticism. And one of the things he said is, you talk too much during the feedback segment. Okay. And you know why? I said, well, when we throw it open for people to call, they actually got a call. And I think he understood that. So here it is. So that the gentleman yesterday that I met at the fair, so that he's not upset at me and he doesn't quit listening to the show, you got to call in. Let's go to the phone. Scott, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I was hoping that maybe you could get Dave Heaton on as a guest.
I'm working on that.
Are you?
Yeah, I've actually been in contact with him, and we are making arrangements to do that.
Outstanding, because I want this partisan union stooge hack Mandy Wrong thrown out. My disgust for her exceeds space and time.
Now, I'm getting the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, that you have you're a little upset with her politics.
Yeah. All she is a public school teacher that threw the biggest temper tantrum, quit her job to do more damage than those idiots protesting at the Capitol 2 years ago.
You are not, you're holding back, okay? I feel that there's some anger in there somewhere.
I am holding back because the words that I actually want to use will get me thrown off the air.
Yeah, and probably get me fined. So I do appreciate your restraint, my friend. Thank you.
Get him on, though, please.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I've actually been in touch with him. He and I have had a couple conversations, and I am going to have him on the show. In all fairness, however, because he is running for the position that Mandy Wright is running for as well, or hoping to keep, rather. The invitation goes out to her camp as well.
But that'll never happen, and that's part of my disgust. She would never come on and truly debate a guy like Heaton in a very level playing field. You know, I think you could interject your opinions and still be relatively neutral to just moderate that debate, and she would never do that.
Well, I tell you what, I am definitely going to put the invitation out there. That is something that I'm working on. And Heaton said he's all for it. He's gung-ho, ready to rock.
Man, everything that I found out about this guy, it seems to be that he's a real stand-up guy, but I've yet to hear him speak.
Well, let me see what I can do about fixing that. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. All right, there we go. There's the first one. Now, I'm hoping that now helps the critic that I met at the fair yesterday, the gentleman, now allowed somebody else to speak on the program. Now, enough of that crap. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
Scott, I'm
here we go.
I thought one of the things that we would talk about, again, it's Open Phone Friday, so if there's anything that we've discussed in the past that you think that deserves a little more attention, if there's something we haven't hit, that you think deserves attention, we will definitely visit that. There have been a few interesting things happened during this week's show.
Somebody had called and wanted us to talk about the redoing of Grand Avenue and the bike lanes. I know you mentioned them in passing earlier. There and we should make a correction. Those markings you're seeing on the road,
yeah,
they're not actually bike lanes per se. And I know you mentioned that you thought they were pretty close to the right lane of the roadway.
Yeah, they're rather intrusive into the actual traffic.
Well, they're not actually technically bike lanes. I mean, the bikes have always had the right to ride on the road.
Right, right.
And that is a suggestion on when you see those markings. That is the suggested area for bikes to ride on the road. Now, on Grand Avenue in Wausau, you can still ride on the sidewalk. They're trying to get people off the sidewalk, though. And for most experienced bikers, being able to ride on the roadway itself is probably better anyway.
I understand the explanation is, well, this is a suggested area for them to ride. But that painted-on sign is very intrusive into the normal traffic lane. And I got news for you. If I'm riding a bicycle, I'm going to look down there and go, oh, well, see this area? This is mine. This is where I belong.
Well, technically, by law, you're supposed to give bike riders 3 feet away from your car.
Got it. But I think those markings are well more than 3 feet. All right, you get line two. I'll jump on line one. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Joe.
Hey, Joe, what can we do for you?
I'm calling about a couple things about Act 10.
Sure.
The decision yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty well wrapped up, and I was in a union at the time that happened, and all the guys there thought, and it wasn't a public union, that all the guys thought, it's our union's going to be next, and they were right with the teachers and all the loons in Madison. And Walker has done absolutely nothing to affect the private unions, which I think is good. I don't have any problem with the private sector unions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second point I want to make is the comment that ran on the news from, I don't know who that lady was, saying that they can't get anybody now to work in these public unions. That's ridiculous, because the public unions still have the best benefits and excellent wages and excellent working conditions. So that was just a flat-out lie.
Yeah, occasionally, correct me if I'm wrong, but occasionally when liberals don't get their way, they resort to emotional hot buttons to convince people that are listening of the horrors of conservatism. Quite often it's not backed by truth and facts.
Something that right-wing talk radio never does.
Never, ever. I just find it interesting that, yes, I heard those comments, and I'm thinking, wait, whoa, 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 that's not... But then again, you have to consider the source. It's a pundit that hates Scott Walker. Doesn't like the conservative advances that the state has been making, and wants to see a return to the dark ages of liberalism and the Democrat way of doing things.
So why does that stuff even get put on the news? There's no truth to it.
It's a response when we're asking a question, when a reporter is asking a question. The reporter's job is to give the answer as it is given, not edit it. You can't edit somebody's question to fit your agenda. What news is supposed to be is impartial. You ask a question, you air the answer as it's done, not edit it for your own good. And that's the reason. Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling in. We got a bunch of others on here. Let's go to Kevin. I think.
Yes,
hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Jeff.
Let me see if he's around here anywhere. He's the guy always walks
him,
off.
You got him. Go ahead.
He goes off and eats. I mean, I'm here. What can I do? I'm sorry. What can I do for you, buddy?
Yeah, my name is Tim. And say, I was just curious that on your show, you guys always have some of the Republican versions of the senators and stuff like that. But is there any chance that you guys have ever tried to get like Tammy Baldwin on her?
I have.
And she doesn't want to show up?
I've never even gotten a response.
Really? Okay.
But thank you for asking.
Yeah, but just looking to hear both sides of all the views.
Yeah.
I mean, I myself am Republican leaning, but I'd like to hear always opposite sides. So
yeah, I don't blame you at all.
Great job. Just wanted to let you know that. Have a great day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that very, very much. All right, let's go to the last call for this segment. Don, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning.
This is the guy from the fair.
Hey, how you doing, my friend? Are you happy now?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for being as kind to me as you were this morning.
Well, you look like you might have hurt me, so I gotta respect somebody that looks like they might put a whooping on me. So there it is.
No. I've been waiting for a chance to meet you guys again. I did when you first came to work here.
I believe I remember that.
But I wasn't argumentative or anything like that.
You waited until I stuck around for a little while to become argumentative? I wish Tom had the same theory.
He wanted to see if you were on the right page, if the agenda was something that he could agree with.
I see. You hear that?
No.
You hear that, Don? That's
yes,
that's not
yes,
me.
Yes, I heard that. Tom and I have had our disagreements.
No. Tom's so agreeable. I can't imagine disagreeing or getting in an argument with him at all about anything. All right, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Don, thank you very much for your kind words from yesterday. Thanks for calling into the program. Don't be a stranger, okay?
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay. Have a good one. All right.
That's why he called today? He wasn't going to bash Obama today? He's taking the day off from bashing Obama? What's going on?
See, you're making assumptions.
No, because every time he calls, he does it. So it's easy to make that assumption, I guess.
It's just so easy to do. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Feedback will be right back. 715-845-2155. It's Open Phone Friday. Let's know what you think.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. And we want to hear from you.
Interesting vote in Congress yesterday on the funding for the VA reform bill.
Yeah.
Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin voted the same way on an issue. That doesn't happen very often, I would imagine.
I believe that's called the seventh seal.
Yeah.
That is cracked open.
There were three senators that voted no on this issue. I haven't looked it up to see which ones they are, but I can only imagine what their reasoning was for doing that. But Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin voted the same way on an issue.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to be on the show. Are you hosting Feedback on Monday, or is it Chris?
That I'm not sure of. Okay. He's going to take at least one of the days next week,
well,
I think.
Senator Johnson was scheduled to be with us this morning, and because of late scheduled voting and so forth, he wasn't able to be on with us. So I've rescheduled him for Monday. So
The recess. They are into their August recess now, and basically voted to do nothing yesterday. They had all kinds of issues on the table, and Congress wasn't able to do anything yesterday on their final day before the recess.
Bring it up. You feel free to ask him what was that all about. All right, during the morning show, we talked about the two American patients with Ebola that are coming into the United States for treatment. I've got some updates on them.
Okay.
One of them is Dr. Kent Brantley. He was completing a post-residency program with Samaritan's Purse before making the decision to join a medical team that had been responding to the Ebola outbreak. Last week, he realized he had the symptoms. His condition has significantly worsened since that time. On Wednesday, 2 days ago, an experimental treatment was flown into where he was at. But Dr. Brantley insisted that the doctors use it to treat his colleague, an aid worker by the name of Nancy Wrightbull. Quote, yesterday an experimental serum arrived in the country, but there's only enough for one treatment.
That sounds like a movie plot.
It does, doesn't it? Dr. Brantley asked that it be given to Nancy Wrightbull, according to Franklin Graham, president of Samaritan's Purse. Now, Brantley did receive a unit of blood from a 14-year-old boy who had survived the Ebola virus because of Dr. Brantley's care. The young boy and his family wanted to be able to help the doctor save his life if possible. Yesterday, Samaritan's Purse said that both Wrightbull and Brantley are now in stable but grave condition. Later on in the afternoon, it was announced that two American patients with Ebola will be flown into the United States. They are Dr. Brantley and the aide Wrightbull. One of the two will be taken to Emory University Hospital. Emory University Hospital, according to a quote here, has a specialty-built isolation unit set up in collaboration with the CDC to treat patients who are exposed to certain serious infectious diseases. The hospital said in a statement that adding that hospital staff and physicians are highly trained in the specific and unique protocols and procedures necessary to treat and care for this type of patient. As of right now, however, the Ebola virus has killed more than 700 people. This is the largest outbreak of the disease since it first emerged in Africa about 40 years ago. All right, let's go to the phones. Ed, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Morning, Seth.
See, I would really like to compliment our
check my driver's license here.
Yeah, you got a photo ID?
I do. Right. I do have a photo.
There you go. Then you're all right. That they can read our laws and they abide by our laws, like in Washington. And I got a question for Tom. Why don't we, or our president, our commander-in-chief, enforce our border, our immigration laws that we have? Do we always have to change the law to fit the situation?
Or what laws are not being enforced or are being ignored by the president, in your opinion? The Border Patrol has more people than it's ever had. Now, is the border porous? Of course it is. It's a large border, and there are ways to around anything.
That's
but
not actually the problem, though, that we're having right now.
Yeah,
the problem is we don't. It's not that we don't have enough Border Patrol agents. The problem is the individuals that are coming across the border right now. As soon as they encounter Border Patrol, they claim asylum. They're claiming that there is
a law on the books, and
right.
That law needs to be changed if you're going to solve that part of the problem.
Yeah, and you got to be careful about doing it because we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We want to make it easy for individuals that are seeking asylum to get into the country, but this is not a loophole for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people to enter in. That's
exactly
the answer to your question, buddy, right there.
How do you get asylum? Do you sign up and then you're going to vote straight Democrat?
Oh yeah, that's exactly what you have to do. Right? They have a form for that. Yeah,
yeah, as soon as you come across the border, they ask you to say, "Are you Republican or Democrat?"
Right.
If you're Republican, you are immediately sent back across the border. But if you say something like "Obama is it," "Obama's the bomb," "Obama is my
viva,
man,"
"Viva Obama,"
"Viva Obama."
Hey, one more comment. I hope President Obama gets his paper early because the Palestinians broke the ceasefire
again.
An hour and 30 minutes. They've done that since Yasser Arafat was there. So,
sir, they've done it since the beginning of time. So this is an age-old conflict. There ain't nothing new about this one.
Okay, it's in the Bible then.
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Ed. Have a good one. All right, with that, we're going to take a break. We'll jump into the news and all of the important information that you need. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155. We'll be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.